Imagine navigating the dynamic world of finance. Short-term financial markets can significantly impact our lives, but most people overlook their influence. In this chapter, we will uncover how these markets operate and their practical implications. Get ready to learn about important concepts and strategies that could enhance your financial literacy. Our learning goals today include understanding the integration of short-term liquidity and long-term value. You will learn to compare main sources of short-term financing and evaluate their advantages and risks. Next, we'll explore modern trends in working capital management and their impact on liquidity. Additionally, you'll summarize and evaluate euro-dollars and the euro, focusing on their significance and risks. Finally, we will assess the efficiency of multinational banking and money markets and the role of technology in enhancing operations. Let's dive in. Financial management is crucial in linking daily liquidity to long-term value. First, we must balance strategy and operations by using short-term decisions to protect our long-term goals. Then we look at daily liquidity choices, which involve deploying markets and tools for our near-term cash needs. Current assets like cash, receivables, and inventory enable smooth operations. Meanwhile, current liabilities such as payables and short-term borrowings help bridge timing gaps. Lastly, sufficient net working capital supports efficiency, ensuring we maintain our creditworthiness and long-term viability. Current assets are vital for maintaining daily operations and liquidity. They are resources expected to be realized within 12 months. First, we have inventories, which include raw materials, work in progress, and finished goods, all key for generating cash. Next are trade receivables, the amounts due from customers for goods or services delivered. Short-term investments consist of liquid marketable securities that can quickly be converted to cash. Lastly, cash and cash equivalents represent the most liquid funds available for immediate needs. Understanding current liabilities is vital for effective financial management. Current liabilities are obligations due within 1 year, settled using current assets or ongoing operations. Trade payables refer to amounts owed to suppliers for goods or services, and timely payment helps maintain strong business relationships. Bank overdrafts allow for short-term borrowing from banks, but should be used cautiously to avoid liquidity issues. Short-term loans must be repaid within a year, so it's essential to align repayments with anticipated cash inflows. Planning payment timing across these liabilities is crucial for protecting liquidity and supplier confidence. Now let's explore the important framework of net working capital. First, NWC equals current assets minus current liabilities, serving as a crucial measure of short-term financial strength. This balance indicates liquidity, showing how much cash is ready to meet near-term obligations. Efficient operations ensure smooth inventory, receivable, and payable flows without issues. A robust NWC not only improves liquidity, but also enhances a firm's credibility with lenders and suppliers. Ultimately, a strong short-term financial position lays the groundwork for long-term value creation. Understanding short-term financing is crucial for managing immediate financial needs. First, it serves a key role in bridging timing gaps, allowing businesses to fund payroll, inventory, and urgent orders effectively. One common method is through bank overdrafts, which provide on-demand coverage for expenses up to a certain limit, with interest applied only to the overdrawn amount. Another option is short-term loans, which involve fixed tenor borrowing with predictable repayments and interest rates. Additionally, trade credit offers a flexible purchasing option by allowing companies to buy now and pay later, using terms like 2-10s, net 30. Ultimately, businesses must weigh the benefits of flexibility against total costs and renewal risks when considering these financing sources. Bank overdrafts are a fascinating financial tool. They offer a pre-approved limit that allows you to withdraw funds beyond your account balance. When used wisely, you only incur interest on the amount you actually utilize. This flexibility provides quick access to funds, making it advantageous for unexpected expenses. However, be aware that repayments can be demanded at any time, and the interest rates are often higher than more traditional loans. For instance, Indian small and medium enterprises often utilize overdrafts to stock up for festival inventory, repaying the overdraft once sales are made. Short-term loans serve a distinct purpose in finance. They represent a fixed sum borrowed for less than 12 months, primarily aimed at working capital needs. One of their advantages is predictable repayments, often at lower rates compared to overdrafts. However, they can be less flexible, as interest is charged on the entire amount from the start. For example, a manufacturer might take out a loan to buy raw materials in bulk, ensuring smooth production. Trade credit is a vital aspect of business finance, allowing suppliers to extend credit for goods or services. This arrangement typically comes with significant benefits, including being interest-free and providing immediate access to products for established buyers. However, it's important to note the potential drawbacks. Access relies on supplier approval, and delays in payment can harm relationships. Operationally, trade credit aligns well with sales cycles, helping manage cash flow effectively. For instance, a retailer can stock up before the holiday season using supplier terms and then repay from the cash earned post-holiday. Balancing short and long-term financing is crucial for effective financial management. Starting with a bank overdraft, you enjoy on-demand access but face high renewal and rate risks. Short-term loans offer predictability but require refinancing, exposing you to rate reset risks at maturity. Trade credit provides a cash-preserving solution, although it can be costly if discounts are overlooked. It's essential to think strategically about how these options align with your financial goals. Building on the need for effective financial management, let's explore modern trends in working capital. ERP and accounting tools, like SAP and QuickBooks, provide real-time visibility into receivables, payables, and inventory. Invoice discounting allows businesses to unlock cash from receivables quicker, without raising their liabilities. Furthermore, ESG-driven financing options, such as green loans, align short-term funding with sustainability goals. Together, these trends significantly shorten cash cycles and enhance operational resilience. Eurodollars represent US dollar time deposits located at non-US banks or their offshore branches. They operate outside the jurisdiction of the Federal Reserve, leading to a less regulated environment compared to domestic deposits. While the term suggests a European connection, Eurodollars are truly global, found in financial hubs like London, Singapore, and Tokyo. They serve as a vital liquidity source, facilitating international trade and finance. Importantly, the term euro refers to their offshore nature, not the euro currency or the eurozone. The story of Eurodollars begins with the aftermath of World War II, as substantial US dollar deposits were established in European banks through programs like the Marshall Plan. During the Cold War, countries, especially in the Soviet bloc, sought safety by moving their dollars offshore. Notably, in 1949, Communist China transferred reserves to a Soviet bank in Paris. A significant milestone occurred in 1957, marked by an $800,000 transfer to the Moscow Narodny Bank, a clear indicator of euro-dollar transactions. Offshore banking emerged as an attractive alternative due to lower reserve requirements and less stringent regulations. By the 1970s and 1980s, deregulation and increasing global demand propelled the euro-dollar market, enhancing international liquidity and financial strategies. Euro-dollars offer a fascinating perspective on international finance. They are characterized by a lack of US regulation, allowing more flexibility, albeit with slightly higher risks. Typically, euro-dollars provide higher interest rates compared to domestic deposits due to the absence of Federal Reserve backing. For instance, an Indian exporter might choose a 5% euro-dollar loan over a 7% domestic rupee loan, reflecting a significant cost advantage. Additionally, euro-dollars have a global reach, as they can be any US dollar deposit held outside the US. Places like Singapore or Hong Kong serve as prime locations where such deposits qualify. Euro-dollars play a pivotal role in global finance by representing offshore USD deposits that enhance dollar liquidity and access to funding. They come with lower regulatory burdens, making them a cost-efficient choice for banks and corporations alike. In trade finance, USD loans help match invoices and mitigate foreign exchange risks for both exporters and importers. Additionally, the derivatives market utilizes euro-dollar futures and options to hedge against short-term USD interest exposure. For instance, a Brazilian firm can borrow euro-dollars to align with its USD receivables, which helps stabilize cash flows. Euro-dollars emerged prominently in the aftermath of World War II, with the Marshall Plan contributing to a significant increase in US dollars abroad. As the Cold War unfolded, countries like the Soviet Union and China began storing their dollar resources in European banks for enhanced security. The 1980s then saw euro-dollars surge past certificates of deposit as offshore options provided greater flexibility during US interest rate ceilings and inflation. By the late 1990s, euro-dollar markets dominated the scene, channeling nearly 90% of all international loans. Fast forward to 2016, and the euro-dollar market's estimated size reached about $13.833 trillion, highlighting its vital role in maintaining global liquidity. Euro-dollars revolutionize cost efficiency by minimizing regulatory expenses. This enables banks to offer more attractive loan terms. Additionally, liquidity flexibility is enhanced since there are no reserve requirements. This allows for agile management of balance sheets in response to market needs. Furthermore, global accessibility is a key feature, facilitating seamless cross-border transactions. This ease of use eliminates foreign exchange conversion hurdles, making international finance more straightforward. Euro-dollars are impacted significantly by various risk dimensions. First, exposure to host country political and economic stability is crucial, as unregulated offshore markets can amplify stress during downturns. Next, country risk involves potential shocks from policy shifts and instability, which can threaten offshore dollar deposits. Economic risk also plays a role. In global downturns, thin regulation can magnify volatility and liquidity issues. Additionally, access restrictions or potential losses increase when host systems face instability or cross-border frictions rise. Lastly, funding reliability is affected, with rollover risks increasing as spreads widen and funding lines may shorten or withdraw under stress. As we dive into euro-dollars today, let's explore their role in emerging markets. We're seeing an increasing trend of Indian banks utilizing euro-dollar loans to enhance their dollar trade capabilities, particularly for infrastructure financing. The advent of blockchain technology brings greater efficiency, transparency, and faster settlement times, minimizing risks in offshore dollar transactions. Moreover, US Federal Reserve policy shifts indirectly influence euro-dollar rates, shaping global borrower preferences. The advantages here include cost efficiency, flexible terms, and global accessibility for cross-border financing needs. However, we must remain vigilant about the risks that accompany these opportunities, especially under fluctuating economic conditions and shifting policies. Understanding the euro is essential, as it serves as the official currency of the European Union and is one of the most widely used and traded currencies in the world. Its wide adoption means it acts as shared legal tender for many EU member states within the single market. This integration leads to streamlined trade and finance, eliminating the need for internal foreign exchange conversions. The euro supports a crucial milestone in integration, promoting the freer movement of goods, services, and capital. Additionally, its relevance to short-term finance aids companies in improving cash management and reducing foreign exchange risk within the EU. The evolution of the euro began with the Maastricht Treaty in 1991, establishing the framework for economic and monetary union. This foundational agreement set binding criteria for euro adoption by member states. In 1999, the euro made its debut in non-cash transactions, transforming accounting and electronic payments. By 2002, physical euro notes and coins entered circulation, replacing national currencies across participating countries. Additionally, the budget deficit threshold was established, limiting annual deficits to 3% of GDP. Together, these milestones played a pivotal role in uniting European economies under a single currency. To grasp the euro's economic foundations, we need to delve into the Maastricht criteria. First, the public debt limit stipulates that government debt must be capped at 60% of GDP. Next, inflation alignment requires that inflation rates remain within 1.5% of the three lowest rates in the EU. Additionally, countries must demonstrate exchange rate stability through participation in the exchange rate mechanism. Lastly, long-term interest rates should converge within 2% of the three lowest inflation rates. Understanding these criteria is essential to ensure economic stability within the Eurozone. Euro adoption reflects a significant evolution in European economic integration. The timeline begins in 1999, when 11 EU members adopted the euro as book money and fixed their exchange rates. Greece joined soon after, in 2001, having met the required economic conditions. Between 2007 and 2015, several countries, including Slovenia, Malta, and Cyprus, expanded the Eurozone. Today, 19 EU members use the euro, while Andorra, Kosovo, Montenegro, and San Marino also officially utilize the currency. This broad adoption underscores the euro's regional impact. Let's delve into the advantages and economic effects of euro currencies. First, the framework consists of four pillars: removing risk, ensuring transparent prices, lowering costs for cross-border transactions, and coordinating monetary policies. The elimination of exchange rate fluctuations greatly reduces uncertainty for trade and investment. For instance, a German exporter to Spain can concentrate on market dynamics rather than currency shifts. Enhanced price transparency allows an Italian tourist to easily compare prices in France, fostering competition. Lastly, a unified monetary policy, guided by the European Central Bank, promotes stability across Eurozone member states. As we explore the challenges associated with euro currencies, the first key issue is the loss of national sovereignty. Countries relinquish control over their monetary policy to the European Central Bank, as seen when Denmark and Sweden chose to opt out of adopting the euro in order to maintain their independence. Next, economic disparities create significant strain, particularly for weaker member states. The Greek debt crisis of 2010 exemplified this with the need for bailouts and austerity measures. Lastly, the risk of counterfeiting looms over euro notes, despite their advanced security features. This ongoing challenge can erode public trust, highlighting the complexity of maintaining a unified currency in diverse economic landscapes. Understanding the European Central Bank's role is vital for comprehending the euro's functionality. Firstly, its mandate focuses on managing the euro and ensuring monetary stability throughout the eurozone. Additionally, setting policy rates is crucial, as these adjustments help control inflation while supporting economic growth. Another important aspect involves issuing banknotes, which requires regulating their supply and implementing robust measures to deter counterfeiting. Together, these functions form the backbone of monetary governance in the region. The European Central Bank plays a vital role in overseeing stability across the eurozone. It implements measures to prevent banking crises and strengthen resilience throughout the financial system. A key illustration of this is the Pandemic Emergency Purchase Program, where 1.85 trillion euros was used during the COVID-19 pandemic to support confidence and financing. However, this framework involves a crucial sovereignty trade-off. A common ECB policy replaces national control over monetary decisions. Lastly, addressing diverse economies presents a challenge, as one policy must fit unequal conditions among member states. This complexity demands adaptable strategies to cater to a range of economic circumstances. Euro currencies are shaping modern financial landscapes in fascinating ways. To start, over 20% of official foreign exchange reserves are held in euro, highlighting its significance in global finance. In addition, The European Central Bank is exploring a digital euro to improve payment efficiency and security. This initiative aims to make transactions quicker and more reliable in our increasingly digital world. Lastly, euro-denominated green bonds are vital for supporting sustainability goals, enabling investment in environmentally friendly projects. This underscores how the euro adapts to changing economic and ecological needs. As we delve deeper into the complexities of euro currencies, one crucial factor is the sovereignty trade-off. Member states face a choice between a shared currency and maintaining national monetary control. Additionally, economic disparities pose challenges due to divergent growth and inflation rates across these nations. This situation necessitates rigorous counterfeiting vigilance, requiring ongoing enhancements in security features. Finally, the European Central Bank's core functions include ensuring price stability, setting policy rates, and overseeing financial stability to protect the Eurozone's economic integrity. Understanding the dynamics of euro cash architecture is essential. It begins with the physical euro, comprising notes and coins, which represent both stability and unity since their introduction in 2002. The euro notes' design echoes shared aesthetics, while the coins feature both common and national symbols. Multinational banks play a crucial role by enhancing liquidity and access, facilitating payments across borders. This context is vital as we approach discussions on the digital euro and sustainability themes in the Eurozone today. The introduction of euro bank notes in 2002 marked a significant milestone in monetary unity. With denominations ranging from 5 to 500 euros, these notes ensure ease of use across different countries. Each banknote features a consistent theme, while their size and color vary to enhance recognition. Crafted from pure cotton fiber, they promote durability and a unique tactile experience. Advanced security features like holograms and watermarks help deter counterfeiting effectively. By March 2021, nearly 26.5 billion notes valued at over 1 trillion euros were in circulation, demonstrating the euro's crucial role in global finance. The Europa Series 2 rollout began in 2013 with the introduction of the 5 euro banknote, marking a significant upgrade in design. This series features enhanced anti-counterfeiting measures to ensure authenticity throughout the Eurozone. Additionally, the new 5 and 10 euro notes have a protective coating that enhances their durability against frequent handling. Interestingly, while a 5 euro note typically lasts less than a year in circulation, the 500 euro note may remain in use for over 3 decades. These improvements foster trust within the community, promoting unity and making transactions smoother across borders. Understanding the design of euro coins begins with their denominations: 1 cent, 2 cents, 5 cents, 10 cents, 20 cents, 50 cents, 1 euro, and 2 euros. Each coin features a common reverse design, depicting a map of Europe, symbolizing unity among Eurozone countries. The country obverse, however, showcases national symbols selected by each issuing nation, allowing for unique cultural representation. This combination of shared and individual elements reflects both a cohesive identity and respect for diversity within the European Union. Together, these aspects of euro coins enhance their significance in promoting both unity and national pride. As we explore the significance of euro coins, we delve deeper into the minting process. Produced in national mints, these coins adhere to strict quotas, ensuring uniformity in availability and quality. Furthermore, unique designs emerge from microstates like Andorra, Monaco, San Marino, and Vatican City, adding distinctiveness to the currency. This reflects not only a shared currency, but also honors the rich cultural diversity within the Eurozone. Ultimately, the coinage symbolizes the unity of its region, seamlessly blending commonality with individuality. Multinational banks play a crucial role by operating across borders, coordinating payments, credit, and risk transfer efficiently. They enhance trade finance by providing letters of credit and working capital, which reduces settlement risks for exporters and importers. Additionally, they facilitate foreign exchange intermediation, ensuring liquidity and market making for corporate clients. Through cross-border investment facilitation, they channel capital to support international ventures with services like underwriting and custody. However, the interconnectedness of balance sheets underscores a need for resilience and oversight, especially highlighted during the 2008 financial crisis. As we explore the drivers of multinational banking efficiency, we see three key elements at play. First, the framework focuses on benefits from scale advantages, digital integration, and prudent regulatory measures. Economies of scale are significant, as a global footprint helps spread fixed costs and lower operating expenses. Additionally, AI acceleration is transforming operations. For instance, HSBC employs AI to enhance cross-border payments. Blockchain technology contributes by speeding up settlement processes and improving fraud control in these transactions. Finally, regulatory reforms like Basel III impose stricter standards, ensuring that banks remain resilient and better positioned to navigate challenges. Banking efficiency faces significant challenges today. Low interest rates in Europe compress margins, affecting both commercial and mortgage books. Additionally, compliance with stricter regulations, such as GDPR, drives up operating costs through increased spending on data protection. The rise of fintechs and regional banks further complicates matters, as they aggressively capture market share and fees. Together, these factors threaten the stability of traditional banking models. Understanding banking efficiency begins with benchmarking and diagnosing current performance. Our analysis reveals that out of 564 decision-making units, only 20 demonstrate efficiency, highlighting significant areas for improvement in cost-to-income ratios. Next, we will launch a cost management program that focuses on tightening expense controls and streamlining processes. By repricing uneconomic products, we can enhance financial sustainability. Additionally, we must localize our strategy. Tailoring offerings and pricing to meet regional demand is essential for success. Adjusting channels to align with local preferences will ensure better market penetration and customer satisfaction. Let's dive deeper into strategies for enhancing multinational banking efficiency. First, it's essential to strengthen governance and ensure ownership alignment. By clarifying accountability and aligning incentives with efficiency targets across units, organizations can drive measurable improvements. Next, embedding culture and sentiment insights is crucial. This involves monitoring customer and employee sentiment to adapt service models to regional behaviors effectively. Finally, tracking and iterating through setting key performance indicators enables continual refinement. This ongoing review, done quarterly, allows us to scale what works across different markets efficiently. Understanding the role of momentum in multinational banking reveals significant trends. ESG via green lending now ties credit terms to sustainability goals, embedding environmental responsibility within financing. For instance, BNP Paribas initiative finances solar projects across developing nations, amplifying green impact. Digital-first solutions are vital for SMEs, streamlining onboarding and daily operations. Deutsche Bank takes it further with digital-only accounts, simplifying cross-border transactions for SMEs. Finally, blockchain technology, like RippleNet, offers faster and clearer international transfers with complete traceability. Money markets thrive on efficiency, where prices reflect information swiftly, trading is economical, and liquidity runs deep. Short-term instruments like T-bills and commercial paper rapidly adjust to news and policy signals, enhancing price discovery. Reduced funding costs emerge from tight bid-ask spreads and quick settlements. High turnover and standardization in these markets enable effective cash management and seamless rollover. These features bridge into the debate surrounding the efficient market hypothesis, as differing views arise on how swiftly and thoroughly prices update. Understanding market efficiency is essential in finance. The core idea revolves around market prices fully incorporating relevant and available information. In these markets, securities align closely with known data, ensuring fair pricing. Importantly, there are no persistent arbitrage opportunities, meaning investors can't consistently profit from mispriced assets. Furthermore, efficient markets have low transaction costs, enabling smooth trading for buyers and sellers. Finally, the efficient market hypothesis claims that past prices do not predict future movements, as new information is incorporated into prices almost immediately. Market efficiency comes in various forms, each impacting how information is reflected in prices. The weak form suggests past prices and trading volumes are integrated, meaning technical analysis won't yield excess returns. The semi-strong form incorporates all public information, rapidly nullifying potential gains from both technical and fundamental analysis. In the strong form, all public and private information is assumed to be priced in, ensuring that even insiders can't outperform the market. Therefore, understanding these forms is crucial for navigating investment strategies. Money market efficiency reveals a spectrum of beliefs regarding how prices reflect information. At one end, believers in strong form efficiency argue that prices account for all information, both public and private. They prefer passive indexing and broad diversification, seeing limited chances for consistent outperformance. Supporters of weak and semi-strong efficiency believe markets are mostly efficient but accept that some opportunities exist for selective strategies. Critics highlight persistent anomalies, such as the January effect, which demonstrates inefficiencies in the market. These insights challenge the efficient market hypothesis and invite active trading strategies. Understanding the real-world applications of financial market efficiency is crucial. Event traders now plan for muted post-earnings moves, tailoring their position sizes and holding periods accordingly. Risk managers have adapted by recalibrating their models to account for lower announcement volatility. Index and ETF desks are also adjusting, dialing back on index addition arbitrage as its effectiveness has diminished. Compliance officers must focus on maintaining SOX-grade disclosures to minimize information asymmetry. Lastly, sell-side analysts are encouraged to rely more on public filings, anticipating fewer mispricing opportunities. Recognizing the challenges to money market efficiency gives us insight into market behaviors. First, behavioral biases like irrational exuberance and herd behavior can lead to significant mispricing, as illustrated by the dot-com bubble. Second, information asymmetry creates uneven disclosure, causing small-cap stocks to be undervalued due to limited analyst coverage. Finally, high transaction costs act as barriers to entry, especially in frontier markets like Sri Lanka and Bangladesh, leading to greater inefficiencies. Understanding these factors helps us navigate and respond to real-world market dynamics. Understanding the evolution in money markets reveals fascinating trends. First, AI and machine learning significantly enhance price discovery by quickly identifying mispricings. For instance, Renaissance Technologies exemplifies how quant firms capitalize on micro-inefficiencies. Globalization also plays a role by harmonizing pricing through cross-border flows of capital. Additionally, integrated systems help reduce regional anomalies in money market rates. Finally, the integration of ESG factors broadens. Let's review what we've covered in this lesson on short-term financial markets. Effective management of current assets and liabilities is crucial for liquidity and operational efficiency. We discussed various sources of short-term financing like bank overdrafts and trade credit, highlighting their trade-offs. The euro-dollar and euro-currency markets offer flexibility but also present unique risks. Multinational banks enhance market efficiency while facing compliance challenges. As we conclude, these concepts will be important for your future applications in finance.